Good morning, everyone. Today is the 22nd of October, Monday morning, 2018. And we're ready for another week. You all recharged up face another week. Sunday's the first day of the week, but we usually look at Monday as the first day since we've gone to work, most of us. Have not had to work on Sundays in the healthcare industry or what other industries. Most of us go to work on Mondays, don't we? Good morning, Pastor Cook. So hopefully you're ready to charge off for another week. It's all good to have time to relax, to worship God, and to be alone with Him. Those are some of the most precious times that we look back on in our lives. I'm reading from the Daily Light this morning, a compilation of the King James Version of the Bible. Good morning, Steve Munmary. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 8. O God, my heart is fixed. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Isaiah 26:3. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. And he see his desire upon his enemies. Good morning, Ganji Ezra. What time I was afraid, I will trust in thee. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Psalm 112:7-8. And now shall my head be lifted above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Psalm 56:3. And Psalm 27:5-6. Steve, I see that you're watching from India. I just took a trip to India, Steve, via the internet. Looked all around India. Very interesting place. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Welcome aboard, Robert D. Equisto. 1 Peter 5:10-11. Well, for those of us who have lived quite a while, we're no longer wet behind the ears. We must say that we're looking for our heavenly home, even the younger ones amongst us. Good morning, Leon Kennedy. Welcome aboard. We're looking for our heavenly home, are we not? We're just pilgrims and strangers here on earth. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels will welcome me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Can you say that with me this morning? I'm sure you can. We don't feel at home here. We're looking for the new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, aren't we not? Prepared for the bride. Well, this morning, I want to read from this little booklet. This is the first little booklet I wrote in the poems area. And I've often said I would wake up in the middle of the night because I have really bad osteoarthritis in my hip. And so sometimes I have to get up. And I guess the good Lord woke me up and he gave me these poems. This one is called Christ, brings calm to the soul. Christ brings calm to my soul when the changes of winds blow, when it seems a mystery of which way I should go. Christ brings calm to my soul when questions vex my mind. I have always found that in Christ I can find comfort, knowing He's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change. His cool waters of blessing He does for me arrange. Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. May I praise His holy name when I take my last breath. Well, the next one I want to read to you is The Trials of God's Elect. Welcome aboard, Pedro Calavandico. I'll eventually get it, Pedro. The Truth of God's Elect. Have you ever had a trial so big and difficult that it felt like to you it was a personal assault? And you find no relief, it was pressing so hard that you were considering just throwing in the cards. That trial had gone on with no release. It was as if you'd been fried in a skillet of hot grease. If the burner was turned down, you might endure, but instead it was getting hotter and hotter for sure. What is the answer to this bitter fate? Should we get all angry and be filled with rage and hate? Or should we escape into an isolated cocoon and stay there at morning, evening, and noon? The answer is to listen to the rock. He always cares for His precious flock. His name is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. The only answer is in this vale of tears we trod. He is the hope for us when we are weary, teary, and blue. He cares, He understands. He'll make a way for you. He knows His people's hearts, strains, and tribulations. That's why He's given us eternal salvation. So when we get so low, our faith seems to be shaking, we to our Lord must all our problems be taking. He will sustain us and hold us up, for He has drunk from the most bitter cup, the cup of God's wrath poured out upon Him when He was without even one sin. He bore our sins upon the cruel tree so that we would live with Him eternally. Well, the next one I want to do is entitled God's Love. A lot of people say, oh, Larry doesn't believe in God's love. I wrote a book recently, and I entitled it, God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting. That's what the Bible teaches. People say, well, God does love everyone. No, He does not. And then they quote to me John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever believeth on Him, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him. And so you have to get into the origin of belief and faith, don't you? This is entitled God's Love. When I think of God's love and what He did for me by giving His life unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and soul why this precious Savior would even care to give Himself on Calvary for me, my life, to spare. He could have went about doing other things, creating other worlds or listening to the angels sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank You, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize before creation You had this mind? Come shed blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give You praise in an eternal refrain. Help me to demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing You did for me when You died and rose again to set my soul at liberty. Thank You. Well, the next one I'm going to sing. Someone's trying to call me. It never fails. Every time I start a broadcast, it seems like the phones start ringing. Creation is a wonder of your might. We'll end this little devotional this morning with this one. This is a rather lengthy one. Creation is a wonder of your might. When I wake at early dawn and the sunlight glimmers on my face, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When my heart feels the comfort of your Spirit's wooing, I want to thank you for your amazing grace. When the flowers bend their heads waving to me at sunrise, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When I remember resurrection morning, your Son risen from the dead, I want to thank you for your glory fills the skies. When I see the robin, the redbird, and the dove waking to a new day, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. Knowing that Christ is seated at your right hand, I know someday, I too, paradise will take my flight. When squirrels rise early playing in the trees, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. I then know I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And thank you again for your love shown on Calvary. When I see and hear the waters of a creek on the mountainside, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And the water and the blood that flowed from your riven side reminds me to be so thankful for the day for me you died. And in the early evening when the sun begins to set, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. As the cool breeze blows and the robin returns unto her nest, the rest I have in Christ, the perfect sacrifice, was met. When I see the fawn by the road peering through the trees, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And I see her mother not very far away. Once again, the great shepherd beckons me to my knees. When this old world with all its sin is burnt up and destroyed, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your mind. And as the new Jerusalem descends from heaven with a wonder and delight, I want to thank you for Christ's promise and I'll be overjoyed. What marvels await me in this new city, I am told. Father, I then will know that creation is a wonder of your might. I'll live in a city where I'll never grow old, and I'll forever thank you for the sweetest story ever told. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless you, keep you, and make his face to shine upon you.